I believe we should start very soon. If everyone can take their seats. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
In the name of God Almighty.
Translation, can we test the translation, please? Yes. English, do they have? I cannot. I don't hear the translation.
Yeah, it's fine. It's
okay. I could hear Spanish and English.
I can hear.
Can the chair hear the English channel? 1, 2, 3, yeah. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
In the name of God Almighty, distinguished ministers, excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, I declare open the 25th session of the Commission on Science and Technology for Development and call to order its first meeting. I wish to extend a very warm welcome to all. This year, once again, we are meeting in a virtual format. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, dear colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, it is a great pleasure for me to welcome you to the opening session of the 25th annual session, and I'm glad to see high-level representation from various parts of the world. Over the next 5 days, the annual session will address some pressing issues in the areas of science, technology, and innovation. In particular, we will consider two priority themes. The first is dedicated to Industry 4.0 for inclusive development, and there will be a high-level panel for this theme tomorrow. The second is on science, technology, and innovation for sustainable urban development in a post-COVID-19 world. The high-level panel for this theme will convene on Wednesday. The annual session will also review the progress made in the implementation of the World Summit on the Information Society Outcomes on Thursday. On Friday, the final day of this 25th session, we will launch the Science, Technology, and Innovation Policy Review Report of Zambia, followed by presentations of the science, technology, and innovation policy reviews for Botswana and Angola. Thereafter, we will hear the Bureau's assessment of the Commission's work as part of the ECOSOC's review of its subsidiary bodies. Ladies and gentlemen, after this opening session, we will be convening a high-level roundtable on the role of science, technology, and innovation in building back better from the coronavirus disease while advancing the full implementation of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. This will be the contribution of the Commission to the theme of the 2022 Economic and Social Council and the High-Level Political Forum on Sustainable Development. I'm also pleased to announce that after the high-level roundtable, a special event called A Conversation with Great Minds will be held. This year's edition will feature a conversation with four highly distinguished academic scholars at the intersection of science, technology, innovation, and socioeconomic development. Registered participants of the 25th CSTD annual session can simply stay on this Zoom call. The event will also be live streamed on UN Web TV. The respective information on how to access the live stream can be found on the CSTD website or on the flyer that has been sent out. I would also like to inform you that there will be a number of side events taking place before or after the main sessions. For more information, I invite you to consult the program of the annual session. Ladies and gentlemen, since last session, this commission has been engaged in cooperation activities in several other fora. Mr. Peter Major and I, in our capacity as chairman ad interim and chairman of the 25th Commission, were proud to have been able to contribute with the CSTD's guidance and perspective to the work of several bodies of the UN, which is exactly the function that our commission is expected to play, given its cross-cutting mandate on technology. The CSTD has been proactively building alliances with other actors of the international system. Specifically, the results of the CSTD's work have been presented to the High-Level Political Forum, the Second Committee of the General Assembly, the ECOSOC Integration and Management Segments, the first and new ECOSOC Coordination Segment, the 2021 STI Forum of the Technology Facilitation Mechanism, and the ITU Council Working Group on WSIS and the SDGs. The CSTD also provides an excellent opportunity to deliberate on important outcomes and to forge partnerships in key areas for STI action in support of the achievement of the SDGs. The Commission continues to serve its member states through thick and thin, as we have seen over the past 2 years during the COVID-19 pandemic. I would like to thank all member states and international organizations for providing inputs to the priority themes on the one hand and the WSIC review on the other, as well as their interventions during last November's intersessional panel. They have greatly helped the preparation of the respective Secretary General's reports. This commission indeed serves as an excellent mechanism for sharing experiences and lessons learned to enable SDI policies to be advanced for sustainable development. I look forward to your active engagement in the deliberations for a productive and fruitful annual session. Thank you. Distinguished delegates, it is my great pleasure to invite the Secretary General of the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, Mrs. Rebecca Greenspan, to make her opening remarks. Mrs. Greenspan, you have the floor.